CP, thanks for joining us. We're kicking things off talking about a story you reported on involving New Mexico courts rolling out a new online program that will be able to allow parties to settle money due and also involving debt cases. Can you share more information about this?
Right. New Mexico courts began a new system that will settle those money due and debt lawsuits between parties online. The system is called Online Dispute Resolution. And this system started as a pilot for the 6th Judicial District of Grant, Hidalgo, and Luna counties about a week and a half ago. And what this system will allow parties to do is answer questions online, and it shouldn't take them more than a few minutes to answer a few questions about money owed. And if there's no settlement online, then the parties can take their case to the court. And the point of this online system is just to make these cases be resolved more easier. It'll save parties time and money. It will also free up time for the district and magistrate judges. There's no timeline for this online system to go statewide. It's just being piloted in the Grant County area and also the 9th Judicial District, which is near the Curry and Roosevelt counties. And it recently went online for the 2nd Judicial District Court in Albuquerque, and later it will go to the Bernalillo County on June 17th.
Now, I want to move on and talk about another story you reported on, CP, that involved 2nd District U.S. Representative Xochitl Torres Small visiting the area to talk about rural health care. What can you share?
Right. U.S. Representative Torres Small made the trip to Silver City and visited the Hidalgo Medical Services building. And there she just toured with HMS administrators, physicians, faculty, and just got a idea of the building. And what she had to say is nothing but kind words, talking about the impressive mental, physical, and dental health services, to being able to prescribe drugs quickly. And she also talked about her new bill that she is co-sponsoring about, it's called the Next Generation of Primary Care Doctors Act. And what this will do is it'll reauthorize a program called the Teaching Health Center Graduate Medical Education. And why this program is so important is those who go through this program are more likely to end up serving in primary care, serving underserved areas and rural America compared to others. This bill is still in committee, and it will fund new teaching healthcare centers across the country.
Well, thanks for sharing news on such an important issue, rural healthcare. It obviously affects a lot of folks here in New Mexico. Thanks again, CP. We are now going to move on to reporter Jeffrey Plant, who recently reported on the 29th annual Wild West Pro Rodeo returning to Grant County. Jeff, thanks for joining us. What can you share?
That's right. The Wild Wild West Pro Rodeo begins on Wednesday this week. And we've got two new specialty acts coming to town that have never been seen here before. Both of these perform every night. The first is a veteran clown of the Pro Rodeo circuit, Bert Davis. He brings with him a dog act that includes 10 strays, surrendered animals, and rescue dogs that he calls the Muttley Crew. That is supposed to be a great act. And also each night will be Haley Gansel. She's a Roman trick rider, so she's riding on top of two horses, a foot on each, doing tricks with fire, and just exhibiting general amazing control over her horses. And one thing a lot of people have been asking about is the same announcer coming back from last year. He is Trey Windhorst, will be announcing from atop his horse throughout the rodeo. He apparently is one heck of an announcer, and crowds are really looking forward to seeing him. In addition, of course, there are pro rodeo ropers, bull riders, and other event specialists coming this year, too numerous to name. The event runs through Saturday, and it will be in the evenings on every night.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for updating us on the Silver City Report. We will talk with you all next week.